W4DJW, KZ4TMA. Notify her, KZ4TMA clear.
KXS mobile listening. KXS mobile listening. 4HKX. 1. Just giving you a hard time. You're going to have to slow down that call so we can understand you down here in the south.
KB2HXS. How y'all doing?
Dave, how about you, Dave?
I'm good. Yeah, I know. My New York tongue there, it starts wagging a little too quick.
I'm in. KI4DTY. Dave, that still was a little fast. I didn't get the last three letters there.
Call me. I'll text them to you.
I hear you there.
I knew eventually I'd get him broke.
New York, I thought you were, but I actually came from Connecticut.
No, actually, I grew up on Long Island, and don't hold that against me. Long Island, silent G. Long Island, New York. Okay, there you go. Moved to Florida in 2000, and then my wife and I moved up here about a year and a half ago.
Long Island.
That's the Jewish pronunciation. Long Island, oi.
I hear you. Y'all have a good day. It's good to talk to both of you, KO4HKX73.
Hey, Patrick, give him chicken soup, a good night.
Cherrydale area today, KO4HKX. Well, I just heard you guys talking. I thought I'd say hi real quick.
Anybody's welcome in to break Dave's chops. It's okay. I can take it.
From New York.
Out too, you know.
I can say about all my in-laws are from up north, so I have to deal with this quite often.
I won't hold it against you. Now, actually, I was just out here. I was doing a service call. I got a friend of mine that does home inspections. And he calls me from time to time when he has a question on a system. So went out and just certified a system to be okie dokie.
What are you looking at, like air conditioning units or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you were... Yeah, I'm an AC tech. I do maintenances, installs, things, but can't talk about that here. So any more information that you need, I got to talk to you on the phone.
I didn't know you did that. I try to be careful even with my photo stuff, but it's mostly just for fun when I'm talking about it on the radio.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I've had a couple of guys ask me questions. You know, I don't mind answering questions. I just can't conduct business, as it were. So that's my primary, that's what I do for a living. And then, you know, the photography stuff and music and whatnot, that's more hobby stuff.
No, that's pretty cool. I didn't know you were from Long Island, and I thought that's pretty cool. You've been down here for a year. What brought you guys down here? Just change of pace or what?
Well, it's actually what brought us up here. I was in Florida for 20 years, 21 years, and I'm at the age now where I just couple of 3 years or so, I'm going to officially retire and be done with it, and we just wanted to come up here kind of for our end game and some seasons and whatnot. You know, it's sometimes a little difficult to handle 90 degrees in January, you know.
DTY. Yep, I get that. I mean, we definitely get our heat up here as well, but for not as long and not as much, so I get you.
Yeah, man, we love it up here. My gosh, I mean, there's so much to do. You know, it's just real nice. We're enjoying the heck out of it.
So did your your family move up here too as well? I know your wife did, obviously, but where's your family at?
She's all around the country. I've got aunts and uncles and cousins in the North Carolina, Charlotte area. My mom just recently passed January 29th. She was living with us. We brought her up out of Florida also. That was another minor reason why we moved up, because she couldn't live alone anymore. So we said, well, perfect time to leave. Mom comes live with us, and then, you know, we handle whatever.
They're about your loss, but, yep, I get that. My parents and all my siblings all moved down here with me, and so they're all within, you know, 20, 30 minutes of me. And it's nice to have everybody somewhat close. Of course, all my aunts and uncles, I was born and raised in Wilmington, North Carolina, so a lot of them are over in North Carolina, up and low.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, well, we got my wife's younger boy. He's 31. He lives with us. And then the older boy with his wife and kids live over in Lyman, so they're about 10 minutes from us, so we see the grandkids all the time.
My brother's actually out in Lyman. I'm in Taylor's, so he's right down the road. He just bought a house about 4 years ago out in Lyman.
Yep. Yeah, the kids live right off of, what's that road there, 357, I think. And my granddaughter's school is right down the road, so I think she's in first grade, second grade, I don't know.
You're close to the grandkids. I think that's great. Like I said, my parents are down the road about 10 minutes, down in Gurr. And it's nice because we go see them, check on them, take care of them. But anyways, well, hey, I'm at my next destination. I know Patrick was in here and I took over. Sorry, Patrick. This is KI4DTY. I'll be 7-3s on your left.
Patrick ducked out because he was at another location. He was at another stop there. But, all right, Daniel, good to talk to you. And, you know, again, let's converse off the air. Wouldn't mind picking your brain a little bit about photography. And I'll let you know when I get that lens. Have a good afternoon. KB2HXS.
That'd be great. I'd love to do that. You can find me on QRZ as well. But this is KI4DTY, and I'm saying hello to, I can't even talk. Saying goodbye to KB2HXS and KO4HKX. All right, Patrick, if you're still listening, talk to you later. See you later, Dave.
KI4DTY.